Israeli forces have handed 12 demolition orders to Palestinian residents in Hebron al-Khalil, which includes 6 houses and 6 water wells. The orders were handed to residents of the village of Sa'ir in the South Hebron Hills. The order will further confiscate millions of square meters of land from the Palestinians in order for the Israelis to expand illegal settlements in the area. The village has been closed under military orders, and they have given the residents 1 month to file a complaint before carrying out the demolitions.
This is part of the strategic policy that the occupation is carrying out in the area. They are always trying to prevent the Palestinians from living and building. It's part of a greater plan that Tel Aviv is conducting in the West Bank, so the residents will not be able to expand their properties in the area and will eventually leave. The settlers and the army are consistently targeting the South Hebron Hills.
Human rights groups say the demolition orders is part of a strategy by Tel Aviv to annex the South Hebron Hills to Israel and a greater strategy to maintain military control over the Jordan Valley, the Negev and the South Hebron Hills.
Israeli practices in Sa'ir and the southern of Hebron, in particular in relation with the Israeli system of generating mechanisms to control the Palestinians, not only in the area of Hebron and Sa'ir, but also in the areas that have been occupied since 1948.
A new injunction signed on the 25th of December by the head of the Israeli military's central command, which bans all Palestinians from appealing demolition orders to the Israeli military courts. Instead, they can only take them to the Israeli High Court, which is more costly and time-consuming for the residents. They are further banned from using Palestinian lawyers in the Israeli High Court. The residents of Sa'ir already live in cramped living conditions, as they are prohibited from building any new homes by the Israeli authorities. They explained that if their houses are demolished, they would be left homeless with nowhere to go. They now have taken the case to the High Court. Melbourne for Press TV, Occupied Hebron al-Khalil.